I'm going to present an overview of the CGR Big Data platform and what it means and what is the implication with AfricaRise. So, sorry, Savitri, we use the template of the Big Data project because here we invited Meta Devar, who is a senior research fellow at IFPRI. We based on in Washington, we couldn't join. She's based in she's in California this week. So the idea was we wanted she come to present to us just a brief overview of what the CGR platform is, and we discuss some issues. So what I did is I add some slides on her brief overview, and then to see what is the implication of AfricaRise participation to this platform. So I will just start with the goal of the Big Data platform, and here we have some keywords. So what you want here is to harness capabilities of data to accelerate and enhance the impact of international agricultural research. So the keywords here is harnessing capabilities of data. So data is there, enhance the impact of what we are doing. So what all we are doing, the main output, what you want here is to build on it and then to make it more visible. I just want to start with these cartoons. So we can see here is many people saying, for instance, the first one saying, can I see your raw data? So then the gentleman said, no way. But of course, this is not now the right answer people are saying in some context. Sometimes what we are hearing is, data processing is ongoing. We will be sharing the data as soon as it's ready. I do like the last cartoon. How do I know it's true? You will just have to trust me. So this is just to see what is happening. But this tell to us what the issue is. So the issue is we want a reputation. I think this is related to one question asked by Junior, I think 2 days ago. How do we know that what we are doing is of quality? And it's all about that. So we want reputation. We want that people trust us. But how people can trust us if we are not sharing what we are doing? So this is just the main objective. So I will not spend time to the why we need to share data. So here I will just stress three reasons why we scientists need to share data, because just we don't have the choice. Some donors, they are requesting it. We have US aid, we have the DFID, we have the Bill and Melinda Gates. But of course, we are aware in some project we are running, like the Strasa and then the GSR, we already received this document and then need to be signed before any fund transfer. So first reason why we need to share data, but if the donor said, if you don't share the data, you will not receive the fund. At least if you don't sign an agreement said that your data, your output will be shared, you will not receive any data. But as we already signed the agreement, so we have the responsibility to share the data. So this is the first reason. And then the second reason is, but of course there are many others, the World Bank, the Ford Foundation, and etc. So now more and more, some journal articles are requiring this. So if you want to publish in a journal, and as a scientist, this is one of our KPI, we need to put the data in some repository. I think Elliot published one data this year or last year in PLOS, where the database is just the publication. And this get a citation index. Okay. So in some journal, if you want to publish there, we need to share the data that backed the publication in a repository before we submit the publication. So this is the second requirement. And then the last is we have citation advantage. And then I will just want to let you see this paper published by PORN and all. So here we have some publication where the data was available and the publication where the data was not available. And then we see when a paper is publicly available, when a publication the data are publicly available, there is significantly associated with almost 70% increase of in citation independently of journal impact factor, date of publication, and author country of region. But of course, people are more keen when they see a publication and then the data that back the publication online, they can test it, reuse it, or for any reason, they may read it fully and then may cite it. So the scientist himself has an advantage to share is that. But I know I don't need to convert people that already know this. So I just want to make it quick. So then, why we need to share data? Of course, I said there is three requirement, but what else? So here, what you want in this project is to turn data into information, but information into insight. So what does it mean? So what do you want ultimately? We are not here yet. What we want ultimately is to have, just like Siri in the Apple system, send it to have a system like Siri based on artificial intelligence, but then you can ask questions. Then, for instance, hey Siri, should I see directly or transparent? See, this is just a question that we wrote quickly. But there are many other questions based on data, based on information. But for CG, to allow that, that needs to query some information from region, from crops, and many different information, and then make some processing, and then render the output on farmers' phones and so on. So then, to build this, we need to build a database. This is the foundation. So we are not yet there, but we are going on that way. When I say we, is the all the CGIAR community. So then, what's the big data platform? So the big data platform is a project based on three modules or pillar, and then the modules are organize, convene, and then inspire. So organize is what we are doing: support data generation and management practices, enable fair data. Fair is findable, accessible, interoperable, and reusable. So what we want here is all data generated by CGIAR scientists should be fair. In one place. So then, and then the project is supporting the centers, supporting the scientists, so to make the data fair. But of course, there is a process to make your data fair. Here, it's not meaning that the data you collected today should be fair today. But of course, there is a gap between it. But at the end of the day, the idea is, as a publicly funded institution, at the end of the day, we should make our output. This is more larger than data to make it fair. So then, the platform is supporting the centers to make their data fair. So this is the objective of the first pillar, the first module of the project. And then the second is convene. So it's not only scientists at the CGIAR that are working with agricultural research data. So here we want to go beyond the CGIAR and then look larger, including the private sector, the academia, the NGO. And what you have seen so far is the most innovative ideas come from the private sector, not from the CGIAR. So we are doing well, but of course, but the innovative ideas, the things, we need to recognize that they come from the private sector. So we know that. So then the idea here is to involve them and then to learn from them, inviting Amazon, Google, all this high-tech organization, so we can learn from them. And this is already ongoing. And then inspire is a call. I will come on this. It's a call annually made to ask the CGIAR scientists to have some proposal to enhance the capabilities of data. So how the platform is helping CGIAR fairy tale? This is what I already said: making data fair, enabling data discovery, building capacity. So then the CGIAR scientists, particularly those that involve in the big data platform, are receiving some webinar, some guidance material, and then this website I will share with, we can go and play around and then learn and then apply some of the methods. So then, and then enabling data exploration, analysis, and visualization. So we are building like CG, what I showed previously, and there are also some other initiative locally. We encourage centers to develop apps, and then once they pass through a degree of maturity, we try to put them in a portal and then have them. So that's why there are some initiatives that are coming from the centers. And one of the initiative is the AgroFIMS. So AgroFIMS is, before that, so we just support for interoperability, facilitate standardization of agronomy trials. So this AgroFIMS, so the idea here is just like a tool, like the BMS, for instance, for the breeding program. So the breeder, they know that they have a breeding informatics system to manage their data. So then this system was missing for the agronomy group. And then there is an initiative developed by SIP, and that is going to be launched recently, soon. And this is what we call here AgroFIMS. So AgroFIMS is just a system, but mainly designed for agronomists, where they have they can test the water management issues, the fertilization rate, and all is based on vocabularies that is already implemented in a system. So for that, the idea here is you can just develop some experiment and then based on agronomy. So here there is a core team that is developing this based at CIMIT. This is going to be released, but we are looking for, and then we can discuss it with some colleague agronomists, we are looking for beta tester. So the idea is they should receive the link in their email and then test it and then give feedback. There is going to have a meeting in March, and then they will communicate on this. So the other kind of support we are receiving in the centers is best practice in privacy and ethics. This is going and then being more and more important in the data area. So the data privacy. And then I think we all see what happens in the European Union recently in 2018. So the CDGR, that we don't want to be a side of these initiatives. And then we have developed. So we hire some consultant that develop to us some responsible data guidelines. And then say sometimes even we are dealing with privacy without knowing it. So they go through in a consultative process and then see what are the issues of data privacy. Even sometimes what we are doing, we don't even know that it was privacy. And then they all list all the cases from all countries, from region, from centers, and then propose how to deal with this. For instance, just an example is the anonymization that is already known, aggregation, as Aminu said last time, when you are collecting socioeconomic data in a region, you don't share the data information by farmers, but you can aggregate. But even sometimes, for instance, we are doing a survey about the miller, and then you come in a village, and then you have only one miller. Okay, even if you remove the name of that miller, but if you share the information, we can retrace and then show that this is the miller you are talking with. So this is the kind of things we don't think, and then all this we see some use case that are in. You may go there to this website and then see and then learn. When you are conducting data collection activities, then you may have some insight. And last but not least, so then we have one initiative that is coming through the big data platform is the development of Guajan. So what is Guajan? Guajan is a global agricultural research data innovation and acceleration network. So this is a data harvester. So you remember that the past years we were talking about Africa Rice data repository where we need to show our data. So each of the CDGR centers, they develop their repository. Africa, we do have one based in Harvard's servers, Dataverse. And then all centers have their own repositories. So what is Guajan? Guajan is a data harvester that go into each of the repositories to spin and then to take the data, to aggregate them, and then to put it in a way that we can use it as a dashboard. So we will see, so far we have, for the world CDGR, we have close to 300,000 data sets and close to 10,000 publications. So, and then I just made some screenshot. I went to the Guardian, and then you can just, in the search here, and then just write RICE. When you come, this is the portal, and you tap RICE, and you tap RICE, and then that will filter. For instance, here, and then you have by year, you can filter by center, and then if you just filter by Africa Rice, and then you have, so far, we have 107 data set that is already created, clean, with associated metadata that is fundable into this system. So, but where did the data come? The data come from, for those who know already, we have one repository, yeah. Africa Rice, and this repository is what I call Africa Rice Research Data Output. So where we define by program, where you can also have some studies here. You can browse and then see the metadata, or what are the scientists that are involved to generate this data, what year, the project, and some associated information related to the data. So then this data developed by all centers can be harvest it and then pull into Guardian and then share it. So, for instance, this is, and I can also filter. Africa, I have 107 data set, I can filter by country, okay. I want data coming from Africa, Rice, only data coming from Benin, okay? And then if I filter with Benin, I have 71 publication and 18 data set. I can click on one data set. For instance, this is one data set that was in the genotypic adaptation of rice to lowland hydrology in West Africa. This was done by three staff, Saito, Azoma, and then Soke. This is what I was saying. So this is also the visibility from scientists that can, this is there, and then through Guardian, then they see giving also more visibility of scientists' work. And then here we have, just want to stress the licenses because we are talking of open data, so we have the type of license. But usually what we recommend here in the CDGR and have two type of licenses, the CC0 and then the CC BY. So that means this data are open, and then scientists can use them, and then analyze them, include them in their system, provided, of course, they cite where they took it. Okay. There are other type of license based on what we want to show. There is the possibility also, if you don't want to release the data like it is, we can put another type of license. So that means if someone need it, that can liaise with Africa Rise, and then we ask some question before he download it. But of course, the recommendation is to put all the data licenses CC0 or CC BY. But they may have some exceptions. Okay, here also, I can just click on one author. For instance, if I click on Saito name, that will go to the database and filter all data Saito has published. So I can see that, okay, he contributed to 10 data set in the Africa Rise repository, and then you can also look what he's doing. So if I go down, because this is a long page, I see also some keywords related to the data set, and I can click on one keyword. If I click on one keyword, the system will go again to the database, including all the 15 centers, and then select all the data set or publication related to the keyword, okay, and then show it. So at the end of the day, what we want is the algorithm attempt to find publication related to data set and vice versa. So this application, we outsource the development. So we hire one private company. They are based in the Netherlands or Greece. They develop the portal. But of course, the centers they need to develop their own repository, and then this private company develop the portal that go and then harvest data from. And of course, we discuss during our internal meeting the content, what we want to show, what we want the data to be summarized, and this is what we provide out the content, and then this private company that was hired then develop the portal. One more, I have time. More time.
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Okay, it will go good. So when I come also in the portal, I filter by Africa Rise. So there is a view, the geospatial view. So in the geospatial view, we have two kind of data so far that are there. So one is automatically linked to Genesis. Genesis is platform from GenBank. So that is already open, I believe. So Guardian, what Guardian do? Guardian want to put in one place and then to enhance the capabilities of data, discovery of data for the CGR system. So then the system will go to the Genesis and then pull the information and then summarize it here. For instance, here, what we have here, as a filter by Rise, and then we show where the collection come from, the accessions or what is in the GenBank platform. So this is also done. So the Guardian go to the Africa repository for the dataverse and automatically also go to the GenBank platform Genesis and then pull data and then put it in one place. So we can see where Rise is coming from through the world. Okay. We also have another option with the crop production statistics. So then we can based on the variable here, the rain fed yield in kg by hectare, and then if I select this one, it can display the yield of rice varieties in the world. So I zoom this part for West African to see what is happening, and then we have two tools. We have this location pin, we can click and then click on one country and automatically select the country and zoom in and then the pop-ups come with some information. So the information are for the selected area in Benin, we have an average mean of 2 ton per hectare. But this data are not data coming from experiment. They are data coming from the official data come from the Ministry of Agriculture through the statistical services. So they are data officially released by the countries. Because the data coming from the experiment, we cannot pull them like that. Because this data are usually in stress conditions, then does not necessarily mean that they are representative or that they show the performance of the country. So this is also another way to show the capabilities of what we are doing within the agricultural system. And then we have also another option. Sometimes we want to have information in an area, but not at the country base, maybe in region base, or maybe between two and three countries. And then you can use this icon like a polygon. You can just come and click here, drag all this West African region, and then you have the average of that region. Or for instance, here in Cote d'Ivoire, you want to stress in the southern part of Cote d'Ivoire, just go and drag and then select the southern part. So then there is possibility that you can see, like a dashboard, I say, but this, to be running, we need data in. So the idea is people are not interested to the data set, a long data set files, but what people need maybe is some dashboarding and then to take decision quickly. The other, just two more slides. So the second pillar, so that was the first pillar I call organize. And then the second pillar is it convened. The idea is to collaborate beyond the city area, collaborate and around data and agriculture, F4D. So we develop technical partnership with private sector, providing shared services. So this, we have the support here at Africa Rise, strong support from the ICT. I discuss with Christian Kaku, and then we are invite him to some of our meeting, so webinars, so that we try to ask what center, what they need. To share services, for instance, renting some space at Amazon instead of each center's rent and space at Amazon, but we try to share services. And then we are consulting and then we are discussing still. Providing some technical training also, this is possible through webinar, and then we are trying to work with here. We have some partnership with Wageningen University and CTA, so they can develop some modules we can put in the portal where anyone can browse and then see. And of course, we support 6 communities of practices. So the communities of practices is a virtual task force. So now people discuss this areas of interest. So we were having Pippin that was sitting in the crop modeling and geospatial analysis working group. I think recently I sent an email to Aminu, Gojos, and Manjai, I think around September, that saying someone at CIMIT want to develop a community of practice for socioeconomic data. So, but still, this is just new. So if there are some interest for anyone to join any of the community of practice, just please let me know, and then I will email you email. There is a page where you put there, and then you will be contacted shortly. So this is just a forum where you can discuss and provide your to how are we going to deal with this community of practices. And there's also some mini grant for key data set. If you want to open some data set, if you want to have a large data set, you want to open them, you may have some small grant to hire a consultant to help you cleaning your data and opening. Of course, the objective here is to make the data open. Then this 1 minute, okay, we have last annual convention, 2018, we were in Nairobi, where we invite more than 300 people coming from all area working with data. And 2019, that will be in Hyderabad in India in 2019, October. And then I think it's a good idea, see if scientists can plan. I will communicate later on, if scientists can plan and go. Because there is a lot of interaction with what private sector, what they are doing with seed, with agronomy, with social science. And last year, we learned a lot. Last but not least, so there is the call I was saying. So here, Savitri will take lead on this, and when there is some information that is coming, she will let us know. So I just want to acknowledge the participation. This is the last slide of Africa Rise contributor. So I mentioned Savitri already. So she's taking care of the communication of this project. So Christian Kaku also is involved in the discussion about the shared services, what we need, what centers need to buy together. Do we need server? Do we need clouds, common services? And then there's a lot of discussion and consultation that is coming. And Kaku is providing Africa's point of view, because he's more skilled than me in that area. So we request his advice time to time. So then Mark Bernard, with him I designed the proposal for Africa's component. Was also involved, he left. And then Perpetu Kome also was helping a lot through Saito and Pepin to upload the weather data database in this system. That's it.